This download is brought to you by
Cook and Bomb.
Visit us online at www.cookandbomb.co.uk or chill.cream.org.
Good evening. Tonight, your views to Peter Hamill on Call 1 FM on manners and crime. Call 1 FM. Peter Hamill, Call 1 FM. Who's online?
Christian Swartman.
Hi, Christian. What's your point of view on manners and crime?
Well, I work in a superstore in Helston, a food store, as a cashier on the checkouts. Mm. And frequently, during the day, I see many people coming through, and their manners mostly are atrocious.
So what sort of manners do they display?
Well, it means a lot to us if, you know, somebody says thank you and are grateful for the service which we provide for them.
Right.
But some people, they just don't acknowledge that and just walk off in a bit of a huff.
What kind of crime do you think they are closest to committing?
I would have thought, theft.
Theft?
Yeah.
That's Manners and Crime tonight, and also we bring you an exclusive on Stephen Hawking's voiceover fortune.
So, puppy farm, puppy farm, are you?
News rocketing in. Let you know about that after I let you know what's coming up in the show.
I think within reason, a limited amount of smack is not something I get hysterical about.
Right, in tonight's simpering twit, manners and crime. Your debate, your calls, we wait. Peter Bainham is in Edinburgh at the moment. His one-man show, The Lighter Side of Miles Kington, is on up there. And he's in our Edinburgh studio right now looking at British customs. Tonight, bowing.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, looking at bowing tonight across the country.
That's right. I've got all the national phone directories and I'm ringing up people to ask them if they still bow. So far, I found a school in Sutton in Surrey where the children still bow to each other in the playground. So I'm going to be keeping an eye on that.
And in the news tonight, Michael Jackson has fired Paul McCartney from the Beatles after uncovering early audition tapes and pronouncing them not good enough. He will be erased from all Beatles recordings and his name will only appear as a writing credit for which he will receive no royalty. Ringo and George's work has already been re-recorded by Phil Collins and Sammy Hagar, and it's believed Jackson will be replacing McCartney with Donald Trump. Also in the news tonight, Dan Day-Lewis has infected himself with HIV in preparation for his new film role as an AIDS victim. And a Scotland Yard detective describes his horror on discovering that Rick Mail's scripts in Bottom amounted to a confession to murder.
It was riveting to listen to the cryptic description which Rick was trying to give. He was extremely reluctant to use words like I did it. It was all implicit.
Gemma Freud's left her guitar in the studio again. Is it what? Apparently she was in today. She hasn't been doing any talking because her agent wouldn't let her doing any talking until she comes back from holiday. But she was in playing the guitar. You've got a tape. It's about to end. Yeah. So this tape of Emma Freud on guitar, well, what was she doing? You can play it. What is that? God, I know what that... She's always plugging. She's always plugging her boyfriend's film. She's around, but she won't talk. Her
Her agent said she's not allowed to say anything when she's in the building unless she's being paid. This is a new one from Neil Young.
Shadows climb up the garden wall. Upon me, firstly fall. It's the primal life, I'm like the king and queen. The primal life, I'm a step out into the sun. The primal life, I'm a
forgotten trends. It was much worse than any LP made by the Nolans. It was helpless.
Footsteps run down the castle hall.
Neil Young. And here it is.
Today's kiddies outing.
Today is Wednesday, the 17th of August, 1994. And today, I would like to out Michael Portillo. Mr. Portillo is a boy-faced, flappy-lipped cabinet chump.
Ah. Just lining up the calls for Call 1FM.
Simon Mayo, dressed as Felicity Kendrell, drowns himself in a dentist's aquarium.
And the subject tonight is manners and crime.
Dumpster diving to feed a baby animal, so you walk on by like it doesn't affect you. The held out hand that you pay no respect to.
After your views too, is there any point in manners? Do you think people's manners are getting worse? Have you been a victim of bad manners? How are manners related to crime? Can bad manners cause crime? Can they indicate a lack of consideration that can lead to criminal behavior? Can good manners prevent it?
when you... What about the way some criminals hide behind impeccable manners? Whatever you think about manners and crime, give us a call, 071-676-4343. Or you can call the duty office, 071-580-4468, ask to talk to the duty office, and as soon as they pick up the phone, tell them what the hell you think about manners and crime. Call 1FM. Call 1FM. I'm Peter Hamill. Who are you?
Hello, my name's Kingsley Pereira.
What's your point about manners and crime?
Well, I've studied a little bit over manners and attitudes over the last 4 to 5 years.
How did you do that? Study it thoughtfully by looking?
Home study through,
The window?
Positive attitude books.
And the window, presumably, are people with their manners outside?
Oh, through observation, yeah, obviously.
Do you have an observation tower?
As meaning?
As an observation tower to look at people from?
Yes.
What about manners and crime?
I just finished doing a week of entertaining, and a part of the act is I'm a policeman and we got a burglar. It's obviously good and bad. The burglar seems to be dull all the time.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
That's a portrait. If you don't learn and educate yourself, you're going to end up like a burglar.
What's better or worse between bad manners and bad breath?
Bad manners and bad breath.
For society.
If everyone went around with bad breath.
In society, what is worse, bad manners or bad breath?
Oh, it's going to be bad manners, isn't it?
Can good manners be bad manners?
Good manners be bad manners. It's hard to...
Say you were at dinner with somebody who started being sick when you started showing good manners. Would it be good manners to show bad manners?
Would it be good manners to act with bad manners?
If your good manners were making them sick, puke, puke, honk.
Would it be good manners to do bad manners?
In that situation?
Yes. Yes.
Thanks for your call, Kingsley.
It's a pleasure. Please. Oh, God. Hey!
Oh, don't forget we're after your calls too. I gather that we're trying to get through. Claire Rayner has called us. We'll be talking to her after 9:30.
We better have your next record, I think.
Up next, Peter Bainham looking at bowing across the UK. This is Francis, Black Francis, Frank Black, better known as Blank Frank. I've had it with... Black Francis, Giant Man Baby Abstract Flame, from the LP Teenager of the Year.
This is Alice Cooper. Isn't Sybil Roscoe a twat?
Now, checking out Bowing Across the Country this evening, Peter Bainham in our Edinburgh studio. Peter, how are you doing?
Not so bad. I've just come across a bowing scheme that the police are operating in Newport in South Wales, which is on a 12-year trial. Bowing is still, of course, very strong in parts of Whitby, I found out. There's a swimming pool down there where lifeguards have to bow before jumping in to save somebody.
What about bowing in Edinburgh? It used to be very, very strong there.
It used to be senselessly strong up here a couple of years ago, but now it's really just the staff at Fenwick's department store.
Contrived, kind of.
It's foolish, it's made up. I thought I saw an old man continuing the practice on the Royal Mile the other day. I thought he was going to bow to me as I walked past, but he actually carried on to the ground and just slumped over a pork barrel.
Could you note that down for 1FM Slump Week?
Will do.
Have you seen any other slumps in Edinburgh?
Yeah, well, on the morning of my arrival, there was a huge pigeon slump blocking the train doors when I arrived.
What about car slumps? I saw a couple of car slumps in Edinburgh a couple of years ago.
Yeah, there's still a lot of that. Cars all slumped on one side.
Down a lane it was, down a narrow lane, there was a slump of about 7 cars all slumped in a heap.
I saw some slumped cars yesterday, about dawn, actually.
Were you up around dawn?
Oh, yeah.
That's a very good time in Edinburgh to see the castle wandering around having a wank.
Yes.
There's a dog slump blocking Lincoln at the moment, actually. I don't know if you could put that down as well.
Yeah, I will do. On my way up here, of course, I noticed that big property slump in Newcastle due to the giraffes as I came up.
The giraffes?
Yep.
Are they still there?
They are. There's about 150 of them now. Can you believe it?
No, because there were about 50 on the Channel 4 documentary, weren't there? And that was about 12 months ago.
I know. Well, they've been breeding. They've been breeding.
Escaped from that Gynanic, didn't they? And they now live in the cooling chimneys or in burrows.
Burrows in the centre of Newcastle.
But they're real pests, aren't they?
Well, they are basically vermin. I mean, they're nocturnal and they're sort of black, brown and dirty
oily.
And oily. been hard to see, covered in Coke cans. And they and of course, they disrupt the rubbish tips in the skips.
And now they're taken to murdering flower arrangements in shopping precincts and smashing their heads through first floor windows of department stores.
That's right.
And chewing up all the cotton stuff, isn't it?
This is having a shocking effect on property prices, of course.
Which have slumped.
But have you actually seen them?
Well, right. The giraffes? No.
Yeah.
No, have you?
God, yes.
Where, last week?
Yeah, when I was in Newcastle.
How?
I mean, well, you only actually see them when they've made a mistake. Because, you know, what they do is, right, they often attack the sodium street lamps. They're sort of, I saw a cluster of about five or six of them all around a street lamp, banging their heads into it like moths.
Yeah,
their necks get tied together.
That's right, I remember that. Their necks get tied together, and then the trappers just come along and whisk them off.
That's
unless,
right.
of course, it's the mating season.
Well, it gets terrible in the mating season.
Because they're really aggressive, aren't they?
Very, very aggressive. And, of course, they get really into those lamps. They smash the lamps. Their heads get fused together. It's horrible. It's really horrible.
And they blacken. Well, these big sort of frozen blackened statues are called Darwin's tripods.
Darwin's tripods, that's right. Yeah.
The social impact is huge as well, of course, in Newcastle now because they've been championed by...
the gays. That's right.
And they're not just icons, are they?
No, they're not just gay icons. The gays go around riding them.
In fact, you can draw your curtain in many guest houses and look out across a park or a field
and see
gays riding around on giraffes, on the back of giraffes.
Mm.
And some of them are skipping, aren't they, and playing games, and they have festivals. And I suppose this time of year is particularly bad for the
Autumn is.
Because the Darwin's tripods are in profusion, aren't they?
I mean, I saw something the other day, and it is quite touching and quite tragic, actually, when you see a Darwin's tripod surrounded by weeping gays.
At dawn.
It was at dawn, yep.
In Queensgate, damp and grey.
Yep.
The tyne's breath creeps, slick filmed slimestone greasy underfoot. Sodium halos burn like static orange tracers. But wait. One is missing. Peer and deep through the grey pink light, we creep to see, and lo, O Enoch! Horror, death, stench, hair bosh. There, the Darwin's tripod, still smoking, still creaking, yet brittle as a sugar Volvo and twice as black. Fused and carbonized, as never they were meant to be, in a ring of weeping gaze. We look, and we respect you in your grief, and repair for bitter black coffee and burnt croissants at Tonio's.
Yeah, cheers, Chris, anyway.
Cheers, man.
Yo. Could I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage. A sweaty ass as a lemon. It would be nice of a spice from the top to a BK.
You know what I can't stand, man? It's that dolphin advert for Goodyear tyres. They've got that dolphin there. His tail's 90 degrees out of rotation. He's got the swimming profile of an ichthyosaur, for Christ's sakes.
That's it for now. More at 10:30.
Thanks.
Out on the roads, and police are unveiling their latest weapon against speeding motorists in cities tomorrow. It's a team of constables who've been specially trained to run at speeds over 90 miles per hour. So watch out if you're on an urban freeway. Also on the M4 and the M62, they're using a human cannonball with suckers while they work on a faster version of the running man or sprintstable. And this goes with the cheetahs they're already using to run down miscreant cyclists. So watch out. All tomorrow, by the way, on 1FM, we have the 1FM fag lighter on duty. He's in London this week and Stockport next week. That's Brett Anderson. He's the man in our reception tomorrow. So if you're short of a light, come along and Brett will torture Shag and chat about things. Roadshow special, by the way. Johnny Walker and Lynn Parsons are on hand to service your car. Assisted by guests John Waite, Brian Hayes, Nick Ross,
Nick Hutekin,
and Colin Tudge.
Call 1FM. FM. 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 FM.
Call 1FM. South Shields are on the line in the form of Maureen Lambert. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Peter.
Now then, manners and crime. What do you say?
There's definitely a connection. There's no denying. If we're talking about the crime element, you generally find it's generally just the young male offenders that lack manners. Most people in society have good manners.
But it's young male offenders who don't.
I don't think they do. You know, Peter, you have to have character to go along with good manners.
What sort of things are we talking about?
Well, let me give you an example.
Please do.
Now, for example, how many 20-year-old young men know how to make a proper introduction?
I suppose as many as know how to tie a proper bowline.
Excuse me?
I suppose as many as there are 20-year-old old men in the world.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
Well, I think these things are just... they can be learned in a prescribed way. Now, can I be philosophical for a moment?
Well, could you tell me how to make a proper introduction, for example?
Well, it's always correct to introduce a man to a woman.
So, if you have a woman in the room, and a man comes in,
yes.
And you accompany them...
Yes.
Then no matter whether they come in through the door, through the window, or whether they just appear there, you introduce the man to the woman.
That's correct.
And say the man comes in through the window, and you've got the woman there who's called Mrs. Rogers, and the man is called Stephen Sissons.
Mm-hmm.
How would you go from there?
Well, if I wasn't familiar or friends with either of them particularly well, I would say, Mr. Sissons, this is Miss Rogers.
Right, and that is, what, after he'd dismounted from the window pane?
Yes.
How can that be linked to crime?
Well, if he was coming in to rob her through the window...
Yes.
Then she wouldn't want to know, would she?
And in that case,
mm-hmm.
if there were a formal introduction made at that point,
mm-hmm.
would that prevent the crime?
Yes.
Pick it up!
Claire Rayner still to come. If you want to take part yourself, 071-580-4468, speak to the duty office and give them hell about manners and crime. Enoch Powell said Christ wasn't crucified, he was stoned. He based it on an unknown or lost biblical source called Q. Now, if you don't know about Q, he was the guy who used to give Christ all the gimmicks. Christ would pop in and go, "What's this, Q?" That Christ? The fully working Lazarus robot. That was just number one in the Powell list of
theories. It may be deemed controversial, but it is a perfectly acceptable theory. Golgotha means place of the skull. It also means out of your skull. I propose that Christ died of a crack overdose or some other ancient narcotic. It doesn't matter. He died stoned. Or was shot down in a shop with camel over Arimathea.
When you're walking, talking, stepping at your own pace. Stepping at your own pace.
Stepping at your own pace. This is Omar. Keep stepping.
Up next, Claire Rayner on manners and crime. FM, Peter Hamill, line 45, appropriately enough, we have the broadcaster and expert, Claire Rayner. Hello!
Hello.
Thanks very much for joining us. Now, manners plus society equals what?
It equals a system for helping people live together in reasonable amity.
So, what do you make of manners and crime?
In some cases, it is just bad manners taken to an enormous extent. You can be very, very rude to someone on the road as a driver and have very bad driving manners, cutting them up and so on.
So cutting people up is bad manners?
Well, yes, of course it is to start with.
Yeah.
However, let's make one thing clear. You may belong to a subgroup of humanity. Your group of humanity may think that it is a smart thing to do.
To cut people up is a decent thing to do.
But within your group, this is, you show the people of your group that you don't care about those other nerds, and that they're there to be cut up. But
indeed.
What you never do is cut up your own kind.
Do you ever get the nerds round and cut them up?
They might do.
They might actually invite nerds around.
Some people might.
And I guess where it becomes really bad manners is when they just gratuitously cut them up and then eat them.
That is taking bad manners to the very end of the road.
Indeed. So if you invite the nerds round, cut them up and eat them...
That's a dreadful thing to do.
Is that the height of bad manners?
For me it is.
Many classical wars were started, really, by inviting the nerds round and cutting them up.
Well, that was a classic way of doing it. And it was very interesting that at a time when humanity had much less, how should I put it, violent methods of weapons of war, they were much more careful to create rituals to protect themselves and each other from their own violence. Now people will shoot each other without offering a warning saying, if you don't stop doing that, I'm going to hurt you.
And shooting people with good manners is really better than shooting them with bad manners.
I would have thought so, wouldn't you?
Well, after you bang.
Well, yes, there is this lovely grey area. I love, when I say lovely grey area, it's because that's where life is most interesting.
And that's what makes dawn and dusk the most exciting times of day.
Yes.
But what about crimes which are committed under the cloak of good manners?
Oh, tell me about it. There are plenty of those. We all know about those. It is considered terribly bad manners in some circles to cut a bread roll at dinner time.
You must break it.
You must break it. Now, did you ever hear such a load of codswallop in your life?
In fact, it's very good. Apparently, the highest circles that think it's good manners to break it with a spoon.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
What a...
More music.
Call 1FM. Thanks very much indeed to Peter Hamill.
What's the point of Thursday?
Got to say, hats off to Comedy Magazine, by the way. They got an exclusive interview with Craig Charles. Now, if you were doing an exclusive interview with Craig Charles, what would you ask him?
Hey, Craig, what's your most cherished possession?
No. Craig, I take it you've never played pool before?
Nope.
Craig, do you see yourself as a poet, comedian, or actor?
Nope.
I mean, obviously they recorded it beforehand, but you'd have thought at least that they'd do what, who was it? Arena did when Ayrton Senna plugged out after trying to switch off Anderson Country on a bend. They slapped a big sign on the front saying, "Exclusive, Senna's last interview." They didn't even rewrite the intro here in Comedy Magazine. There's not even a mention of the court case, not even a mention of the bail, the low-speed car chase along the Westway with 30 Rozzers following the white Toyota, or the crowd shouting, "Go, Lister, go."
We're looking at neck legislation. Would you bring it back?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel I would.
What harm goes down neck-wise these days?
Abuse.
Neck abuse?
Neck abuse.
Scarf abuse?
Tie abuse.
How high up should neck legislation be tabled?
Feet. Cut the feet.
Necks on their own or anything else with them?
No, on their own.
What is the most important area to legislate in for necks?
Angle, disposition.
Angle and disposition?
Yeah.
What angle?
Well, I should imagine coming down, over.
Neck angle coming down, over?
Yeah.
Can you put a number on it?
6.
News belching out at the moment. Smokers who don't inhale should be fined, says a new report. Not inhaling is a pathetic, unconvincing way of smoking, worthy only of prepubescent girls and beginners, say the Home Office. It's frankly embarrassing to see these weeksters pulling on a fag, holding the smoke in their mouth for a short while, then just blowing it out again. And there's to be a new campaign of posters featuring a wet-looking bloke being beaten up on the caption, "He didn't inhale the Jesse." And, Paul, where are you?
Just off Baker Street.
You just said to Ollie that Michael Fish is there.
He's in the shop next door.
He's not.
He is, definitely.
Well, what kind of shop is it?
It's one of those all-night type, everything you want, basically, places.
How do you feel about tailing him?
I can tell him for you, yeah.
Yeah, do you think you can ask him a question?
He's going to be coming out in a minute.
All right, well, listen, you're in another shop at the moment, are you?
No, I'm outside. There's two shops together. I'm outside one of them.
Well, go into Fisher's shop.
Yeah?
And if you get him, it's a bonus.
Well, I can't get a good reception in there. I'll have to wait outside for him.
Damn.
I want him.
All right. He ignored you. Paul?
Yeah?
He just ignored you.
I just said, Michael, and he carried on walking. It was him, though. I know him.
He is one of the rudest men in broadcasting. What about getting into your shop?
I can still do that.
Okay, get in there. We'll talk to you in 2 minutes.
What do you want to buy?
Well, we haven't got long. Anything at all. The first thing that comes to hand, we're really pushed for time. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. The rest of this composition is essentially a repeated refrain. Paul?
Yeah?
Okay, you're at the till?
Yeah.
Okay, when the man gives you the coins of change...
Uh-huh.
Ask him for one which doesn't have bees flying out of it.
Whoops, sorry, I just dropped something. Change, no bees flying out of the coins, please.
And when he gives you one, insist on changing it because it's got bees in it.
Oh, sorry, could you change that one for me? It's got bees flying out of it. I need to have that changed.
Why have you got bees?
Why has that got bees?
Are there any people around you?
Yeah.
Well, turn round to them and say, do you people want bees?
Do you want bees on yours? Do you want bees on yours?
No.
No?
Yeah, bee solidarity. Get him to say, we don't want bees.
Did he say, we don't want bees?
He doesn't want bees. So to ask the shopkeeper why the hell he's got bees out of all his coins.
Why is there bees on the coin? He doesn't know.
Well, just swap it and
I
get his...
I just swapped it.
Well, swap it again. Say this one's got bees as well.
I'm no longer in it.
What do you mean you're no longer in it?
I've lost it, man. I've lost the plot here.
Okay, sing him a thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
And now leave.
I've got to get out of here.
And Neil Young, unhappy but accurate. Well, that just about rips the beast open for tonight. Just to let you know, this weekend, showbiz news, Richard Branson is inviting a horde of showbiz stars round to his house this weekend to watch him have a heart attack. He will offer them Crest sandwiches and Moselle and collapse at around 11:30 p.m. He'll be rushed to an emergency unit he's had installed in the Thomas Dolby wing and hopes to be receiving best wishes and visits during the afternoon. That is, unless he dies, in which case there's a memorial service round at Elton John's next Tuesday. Get well cards can be sent to any Virgin megastore.
Download is brought to you by Cooked and Bombed. Visit us online at www.cookedandbombed.co.uk or chill.cream.org.